Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, TV presenter, and a gastronaut. And this episode is made in partnership with Royal AVB. Today, it's all about the power of the potato. And I have to make an admission here. I'm fascinated by potatoes. They're packed with stories of human endeavour and survival. They're a fundamental staple in the Western kitchen. But weirdly, they only arrived in Europe from the New World after 1492 and the Columban Exchange. And even then, they were initially seen as an exotic, slightly scary, newfangled invention. They didn't proliferate for about 250 years. I've been to markets in Peru where potatoes were offered in a rainbow of colours. I've been to markets in Mexico where they were handled with the reverence usually reserved for truffles. Today, potatoes are one of the world's three most important crops, eaten by a billion people, with global crop production at over 300 million metric tons. You'd think that after all this time, we'd know everything there is to know about potatoes. But what's really exciting to me is that they're still revealing their secrets, emerging as a fantastic source of many ingredients, not just starches, but protein and fibre too. And in an age where the market for plant-based alternative ingredients is increasing exponentially, the potato is becoming ever more useful. So what can the potato offer in today's cutting-edge food industry? And what secrets are still inside these glorious tubers waiting to be discovered? Well, I'm delighted to be joined by two fantastic guests from Royal AVB. With me are Annelies Housing, the company's marketing director. Hello there, Annelies.
Hello, good afternoon.
Fantastic to have you. And Huss Weerbos, AVB's business leader in food. Hello there, Huss.
Hello, Stephen. Good afternoon.
It's great to have you here as well. Now, the potato is a foodstuff that's been on quite a journey. In the West, at least, it was initially seen as an exotic thing, but now it's a huge part of our diets and in many ways more than people think. Aside from eating potatoes whole, can you tell us about some of the other ways potatoes and their byproducts are used in the food industry, Huss?
Well, everybody can use potatoes as a whole and use them, of course, by cooking or slicing and dicing and using them in different applications or different products to eat. As company of AVB, we would use the starch potatoes and take these products as a base for our propositions. And our products are for the global market, tapping into healthy and plant-based food, which is mostly growing. And these potatoes, as we use it, offers high-quality ingredients, which can be used in many ways. And we do offer them in all parts of the world, in the European Union, in the Americas, and Asia. And what we do with these products is partly from our knowledge. We use them in the application for the functionality. So we can use them for creating unique textures and structures in primarily food. But also to use it as a sustainable source for these food types, for example, as a replacer for gelatin in confectionery or in healthy products such as reducing the fat content in fresh cheeses, in cream cheese, in Greek yogurts and other products to make them more affordable. And these products are then less fatty than standard thickeners, but do have their original taste profile. And last but not least is also that we have a phosphate replacement option with the products that we offer, still creating excellent texture for clean label meat products.
That's extraordinary. Now, as a company, you're all about ingredients derived from starch potatoes, but what is it about extracting ingredients from a potato that makes so much sense rather than just using other sources, Annelies?
Well, a starch potato delivers high quality starch, fibers and proteins. Each ingredient can be single used or as a combination to create unique benefits in end products. Our potato ingredients are praised for its functionality, creating unique structures like gelling, foaming, adhesion, creaminess. Think about creamy desserts, for example, in every desired texture and taste. Besides that, potato ingredients can really help reducing the footprint of our customers.
So, Huss, where does the journey begin with AVB? Have you always been a potato company?
Oh yeah, actually we have. It started already in 1919, funded as a cooperative, just with farmers working together as a cooperative partnership between potato starch manufacturers owned by the farmers already. Instead of selling these crops themselves, they started a cooperative to find buyers together, jointly, for the starch they produced. And that cooperative was AVB, and the starch was the first of a range of products that that we've derived from that moment on. And since then, we've also invested and worked on building a depth, in-depth knowledge of our starch potatoes, which always has been the starting point of our ingredients business, and mostly its application in food. It started with the starch, as I said, and during the years we have also become a specialist on the value add of potato proteins and potato flours from the same product as a bystream. We supply our ingredients to customers worldwide, where they are used then in the food, but also in feeding animals and industrial appliances, such as building sustainable and packaging solutions that deliver to a more sustainable route to market.
So you are Royal AVB. Tell us about when and why that was added to the company name.
Well, in 2019, so 100 years after the erection of the company, we received honorary Royal Warrant of the Netherlands. This is a recognition of our conviction to our members, the employees, customers, and the society, like all benefits from our work. This is granted by the royal family for companies that exist for over 100 years and contribute to society.
Now, Annelies, one of the remarkable things about Dutch agriculture is its cooperatives, and AVB is still a cooperative today. Annelies, what difference does that make to an organisation, and do you still share the ethos of the founders from over a century ago?
Well, I think we really embody the ethos of our founders as a company as a whole. And as a cooperative, we really have the obligation to secure a sustainable income for our farmers. This influences the way we work daily. It's about working together, setting the right priorities, making sensible choices, creating value for our customers and our farmers at the same time, always with the long-term perspective in mind.
What sets AVB apart in creating value for your customers?
Well, that is partly our heritage, as just discussed, but also our in-depth knowledge of our products and innovative power in working together and working for our customers via the final products. Regarding these innovation power, for instance, our potato protein products brand called Solenic actually was totally new to the market, which is a result of our innovation and innovative power. And also products that are clean label, that have a clean label base, contribute to this heritage. Itenia is actually giving you, for example, a way to have a clear label, so no e-numbers, on the starches that you would be using in your product. While this may sound very simple, this product switch from chemical, partly chemical, to enzymatic treatment is an important and unprecedented innovation in the food industry. And the e-number free trend that's taking off hugely throughout the world, and our customers can create within this trend, a product with a very high creamy taste. And also, just as an example, working together with our customers in our innovation center. This is the place where we co-create and scale up, work with scale-ups in that way, with companies that, for example, want to expand their portfolio into plant-based dairy products of all sorts of textures. We know how to create these with every desired taste and texture matching the different regional preferences. Well, worldwide solution, but very local adaptations to texture and to taste may be applicable there. Looking back at the strong technical support brought us many applications delivered to customers worldwide. This is really a unique set of combining our products within AVB.
Now, Annelies, I mentioned that potatoes are a ubiquitous food, but across the last century, there have been droughts and blights and economic catastrophes which have affected crops. What were the most challenging moments for you as a company, and how did you come through those?
Well, there's an ongoing challenge for us. The cultivation of varieties with the greatest possible resistances to diseases, enhanced starch yield, and lower footprints. We are continuously making efforts to create these, and this is especially done. So the development of these potato breeds is being done by our potato breeding company, Averis. A very challenging moment for us as a company has been the decoupling of European subsidies in 2012. This had far-reaching consequences for AVB because the farmers no longer necessarily had to grow starch potatoes to receive EU support. AVB, however, was able to anticipate and set out a successful strategy to secure the right supply of starch potatoes.
And one thing that I'm fascinated by is extracting protein from potatoes. When did you work out how to extract protein from potatoes, and how much of a breakthrough was that?
Well, in 2007, there was a breakthrough in the extraction of protein from potatoes. While it was already known that protein could be extracted from the residual water and fibers, that protein had so far mainly been used in animal feed. A new, unique, innovative process had now been developed by which the protein was no longer extracted through heating, but could instead be removed from the potato juice using a special low-temperature technique. As a result, the protein did not only contain a high nutritional value, but also had the unique properties you would expect from raw milk or egg whites. It has been a real game changer for the plant-based revolution to find how potato protein fits in the end products, improving the texture and mouthfeel of plant-based products.
And Hoos, extracting fiber from potatoes is fascinating as well. I mean, I don't really associate potatoes with fiber, but there's a global dietary fiber deficit. How can potato fiber help out?
Yeah, this is very interesting because potato, of course, also delivers fibers, and these fibers can be used in all different ways. So as we are having access to this product, like protein in the past, we've used it and we are using it to unlock it for global use in foodstuffs. Potato fibers can be, of course, play an important role, for example, in gut health, and the availability is being tested at the moment in very different ways. So coming back on the global dietary fiber deficit, this could be a good quality source to formulate products with fibers for the general population.
Okay, and sustainability is a crucial aspect of any business. Annelies, what are the main challenges for a company like AVB, and how are you overcoming them?
Well, summarizing, I guess there are three really big challenges for us. It's about climate change at first, I will come back to it. It's about regulations, and it's about production. And coming back to the first aspect, climate change is... we need to maintain and even improve the quality of our potato every time again. We need to explore all possibilities to improve the number of potatoes that can be delivered by our farmers, making high nutritional value and nutritional food available. And there are so many more mouths to feed every year all over the world. For this, as said before, Averis is developing new potato breeds that can deal with all aspects that come with climate change, drought, heavy rains, etc. The second one is about regulations. Increased knowledge of the impact of all we do comes with the need to reduce this impact, what we say at AVB. European and international law will increase the amount of regulations we as a potato ingredient producer have to deal with all the time. And then the third aspect is about production, what we call green production. We need to continuously invest in and implement available technologies and new technologies to improve the sustainability of our production facilities. As an example, in Sweden, we now have a CO2 neutral production facility at our location there. So that's a real improvement.
And Chris, when we look to the future of potato proteins and starches, what are the areas that get you most excited?
Well, what's most attractive is, of course, the plant-based revolution. Realizing that, of course, from our source, potato, this is fully our game. Potato is a great solution to totally formulate plant-based products. And for existing markets, our high-quality starches will give access to available, affordable, good food worldwide.
And Annelise, the next 10 years, they're going to be crucial for the industry. There's climate change, growing population, global uncertainty on so many different levels, and an evolving consumer base. So strategically, what are AVB's aims?
Well, I think one of our biggest aims is to facilitate the transition to plant-based food in the best possible way. Put all our knowledge and all we can and all our customers, help them creating the best possible solutions, potato-based solutions. So that's really one of our aims. The other one is we want to keep extending our knowledge, bringing it to the benefits of our customers. So building knowledge, working together with science to become an even better potato-based specialist of potato ingredients. Consultant, as we can call it. And then in the end, we want to create a better, healthier and sustainable future for consumers worldwide. And of course, our farmers. Our farmers are in the center of what we do, and we need to keep creating value for them, giving them a sustainable income also for the future to come.
It all sounds really exciting. So I really look forward to learning more about all these plant-based applications in future episodes. Annelise Housing and Huus Weerbosch, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode made in partnership with Royal AVB. If you did, there are hundreds more at foodmatterslive.com. Remember, if you enjoy the Food Matters Live podcast, you can subscribe via your preferred platform. And if you feel inclined, go on, why not leave us a review? Thank you so much for listening.